Welcome back to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Carrie DeFalco.
It's that time of year. It's so festive. It's just so joyous.
It is.
But to be able to experience, for at least some of the population, you need a Christmas tree in your house. Because if you don't, it's not really Christmas.
Thank you.
Yes.
Thank you.
And here's a question. Before we talk about what type of Christmas tree, how early do you put your Christmas tree up?
It really depends on the year and what I have going on. Here's the thing. You said it's not Christmas unless you have a Christmas tree.
No.
My husband hates a Christmas tree.
Why?
He wants nothing to do. It's a lot of work as far as he's concerned. He doesn't understand why I insist on it. Last year, he actually convinced me not to get one. We did not have a Christmas tree last year. Don't get me wrong. We don't have a big house. We have an apartment. We live in an apartment.
Okay.
And we don't have the space for a massive Christmas tree. And he gets aggravated that the little bit of space that we have left, I decided to put a tree in. So.
And how tall of a tree is that?
I try to keep it around my own height, like 5 to 6 feet somewhere, because he refuses to help me. So I need a tree that I can personally manage.
And you are not the tallest person in the world.
No.
Okay. You're petite. All right.
Yes.
You are
yes.
the personification of the word petite. And so there you are with your petite tree.
With my petite tree.
And you don't even have to stand on a stool or anything to put that star on top.
No, I do. I still need a stool.
You do?
Yes.
My goodness. And people all across the country right now are thinking, how small is
how
she?
How small is she?
How tiny is she? She's pretty tiny. Wow. All right. So we've established when you put it up. We put it up. It also depends what's going on.
Yes.
Usually about 2.5-3 weeks before, whatever that Saturday is.
The way it works out. First weekend in December-ish.
Right. Okay. Now, the big question, real or artificial?
It must be real.
Wow, really?
It must be real. Okay, now here's the fun story. When I was a kid, not only did we get a real tree, my father used to get the tree with the root ball.
Ooh.
So at the end of the holiday season, we didn't just throw the tree out. He would plant it in the yard. So my parents' home, the property is dotted with old Christmas trees that my father planted around the yard because he used to get them with a root ball.
87, 89. Hey, there's 91 over there. Wow.
I'm telling you.
Every single year?
When we were little, yeah.
Wow.
Yeah, then we started to just go to like cutting our own. And then then as we got older, it went to picking your own. Although we did one year. When they're out in the wild, it's hard to tell how tall they are.
Right. You're not walking around with a tape measure.
No. So thankfully, my parents have, when you walk into their home, they have a grand foyer. And it has a 30-foot ceiling. It just goes all the way up to the second floor.
Okay.
Thank God for that, because we one year accidentally got like a 20-foot Christmas tree.
Wait, didn't I think maybe you're driving this thing home as it's tied to the top of the car? Gee, you know, it's a little bigger than we thought.
We have pictures of it tied to the top of our old Subaru, and it's hanging off both ends.
That's terrific.
Car. And there's my brother and I in the back windows, like looking out and going, oh my goodness.
And Dad can't see where he's going because the front of the tree's hanging over the windshield. Wow.
We laughed so hard that year. We laughed so hard driving that thing. People are honking at us.
They're going to kill somebody. Look at that. Wow. Do you ever bring wildlife into the home by mistake when you bring one of these trees
We never, just like small insects, never like a squirrel or a bird.
No raccoons dropping out of the tree.
No, nothing
That's
ever,
not
thankfully, yeah, no, nothing really wilder, but it See, has to be, why? Do you do the artificial, my
yes.
parents have an artificial tree now because they have no children at home.
We bought an artificial tree at Walmart in 1994, our first Christmas when we were married. We nicknamed her Branch. Branch is still under the closet or under the stairs in the basement, this little closet that we made. But it's too big. It's too fat. It kind of scrapes the top of the ceiling. We live in a condominium. So what we did a few years ago was we bought a smaller one. And so we have that one. We call that one Twig. So I always kid around that like once Labor Day comes around, I start making noises like... It's like that's the tree under the stairs telling us it's time to come out. Oh. But yes, we go artificial.
Yeah.
So so don't think less of me because
of
that.
When my parents finally got the artificial tree and then they decided they needed it to be smaller, instead of buying a smaller one, my father only put up like the top three segments instead of the top four. He just took the bottom segment off to me.
I was afraid you were going to say that he did a major home renovation to be able to fit the larger trees in.
Okay. No.
All right. Well, that's good.
No, he took pieces out of the tree.
That's good. Start pruning the tree.
Started pruning the artificial tree.
Wow. Okay, now, so Christmas is over. We're past the 25th. How long do you keep your real tree before it becomes a fire hazard?
Okay, now, I went to Catholic school for many years.
So did I.
And we're old Italians.
Okay.
So you keep it until Three Kings Day. You have
to the 6th?
Yes.
Wow.
All of your decorations have
to... That's a long way to go.
All of them have to stay up until the Three Kings arrive.
Little Christmas is it's also called.
Yes.
All right, so then the morning of the 7th, you've got this
it's
dry
out the door.
Piece of kindling. It's falling apart.
It is.
You're dragging it to the door,
yeah.
And it's out by the street.
And 90% of the needles are still left on the floor.
So you've got to be really careful with keeping the thing wet, whatever.
Yeah, no, I'm pretty good about it. My husband teases me. Yeah. He says that I'm not, but I am. I do water it every day.
You water it every... And you don't do the root ball. You're just doing the
tree. Just do the fresh cut tree.
Now when you get it now. All right, so are you doing the family tradition? Are you going out into the woods? Are you sawing it yourself?
No,
or are you going to Stu Leonard's and just buying a cut tree?
No, we go down the street. There's a guy that comes, he sets up shop every year.
There's a guy.
Oh, I know a guy. Go figure. The Italian
that
kid knows
so
a guy.
Italian. I know a guy. There's this guy.
He's going to get you
every
the tree.
Year. He takes care of you. You slip him a 50, you get whatever tree you want. Wow.
That's actually right.
That's an Italian Christmas. See, we did the Italian Thanksgiving. We did the Italian Christmas. This is going to become such a staple of this program.
It
no
is.
Matter here or wherever we go next.
Wherever we
yes,
are.
Yes, there'll be the Italian Valentine's Day, the Italian St. Patrick's Day.
No, we skip St. Pat's. St. Joseph's is 2 days later.
St. Joseph's, that's the one that matters, right? St. Patrick, St. Schmetrick's, and all of a sudden the ancient Hibernians are going to get all pissed and start writing
letters.
Well,
don't get me started on St. Pat because he was really Roman, but we're not going to go there.
Really?
Yes.
Well, you see, you are a walking history lesson. Now, how many lights? Are we talking garland? Are we talking tinsel? What are we talking about on your tree?
I don't do tinsel. Although my grandmother was apparently notorious for, she had to put the tinsel on the tree, and once the tinsel was on the tree, you were not allowed to touch it because it had been meticulously placed piece by piece on every branch. This is the story that I'm told by my aunts and uncles and my mother.
So there's a strategy to placing tinsel
apparently,
on a tree.
Apparently. We never did tinsel, though, so I don't know about it. Mm. I just do you do white or colored lights?
We've gone back and forth over the years. If we had our druthers, we like white lights.
Yeah, me too.
Yes.
Yeah.
It has more of a winter,
Christmasy
look. It
has that classic...
Yeah. Yes. Now, garland? How garlandy do you get?
There's no garland.
You don't do garland.
Don't do garland.
See, we do garland, but I'm not a big fan of the garland because we've collected so many ornamental things and knickknacks that we put on the tree every year.
Yeah.
The garland's a real pain in the ass, I gotta tell you right now, because I'm the one that's gotta do it, and you gotta make sure that it's kind of draped just the right way. And doesn't it just suck when you get all the way to the bottom and then you're literally like a foot
short?
There's
like a foot left of the tree,
and you gotta go back and you gotta take it off and you gotta give it like an extra 6 inches, you gotta drop down. It is way too complicated. And then you gotta pull the tree out, kind of spin it so you can get it all set and then push it back into place.
Oh my.
Yes.
No,
it's,
we
it's
never did
good.
Garland. I didn't know this was such a process.
It is quite the process. No. It's an annoying process. It makes you long for January 7th when you can take the tree down. All right. So now we know when you take yours down.
Yes.
Because you wait for Little King's Day.
Yes.
You wait for Three Kings.
Three Kings Day.
Little Christmas, whatever. And then it's out because yours is ready to just explode after that. We will sometimes just keep ours up. And I have to admit, there was one year that it was...
Did it make it to Valentine's Day?
It made it to the Super Bowl. Let's just say that. Because I was too lazy to take it down. But recently, my wife will say, I'm just sick of it. I can't take it anymore. I'm tired of looking at it. And usually around January 15th or so, that's when I get the tap on the shoulder. Get it out of here. So then you got to take it down or disassemble
it. It's the undecorating of the tree.
And the worst part about having an artificial tree is it's impossible to get it back into the box that it came from. I don't know how they pack these things. It's packed so meticulously. I try to put it in there. It doesn't fit. So I got to try to push the sides of the box down and then with duct tape try to just control this whole thing and stick it back in the closet for another 10 months or 11 months, however it works out. Yes.
No, you got to do the real tree. The smell and everything.
See, I could never talk my wife into it. I've actually brought it up. Hey, do you want to try it? No, it's a pain in the neck. I'm not doing that. No, it's a fire hazard, all this. See, but it's not really that much of a fire hazard anymore.
And I think it's no more of a hassle than an artificial tree. Because by the time I sat there and unfolded all the damn branches, I would be so aggravated. I would have just as soon gone and cut down a tree.
See, that's the thing. Our new tree, you simply fold them down. The old artificial tree, there were color-coded little stems that you had to individually... place into these little grids. There were one,
Stop
two, three,
it.
Four grids, and there were, I think, 12, then 10, then 8, then 6, then the top. And you would look up. Oh, it's a pink one. Let's find the pink line. And it was
absolutely
just,
not.
You would need an engineering degree from MIT to be able to do this the proper way.
No.
One year, I screwed it all up, and I had like this
top-heavy
tree.
And the tree was all
tree.
Wonky.
And it looked really weird. It's like, yeah. I mean, the tree looked like it had a thyroid condition. It had like this giant goiter at the top of the tree. It wasn't good. It just wasn't good. All right. So however you do your tree, however you do your decorating, yes. If you celebrate Christmas or whichever winter holiday you choose to celebrate.
By the way, I saw the largest menorah ever the other day.
You did?
Yes. It was and it was on somebody's property. PVC piping, connected, spray painted, and it had real lanterns in the top of it. We were like, what? And it had to be 20 feet tall. It was incredible.
The DeFalco Steens really coming through this year. Stay with us, more to come. I'm Ed Kalenge.
And I'm Kara DeFalco.
And this is America Weekend from the Envision Radio Network. America.
Now, cheap psych tricks with Dr. Buff.
And Dr. Buff here. Would you like to know how to raise a high-achieving kid? I mean, no doubt you want your child to do well in this lifetime, and no doubt you want them to achieve, excel, even surpass what you've achieved. So how do you do it? Here's the science of it. Achieving boys had very nurturing fathers during the first 10 years of life. These fathers cuddled, roughhoused, and comforted them. Then they pulled back when the teen years hit. Girls had fathers who supported athletics and remained emotionally close during their teens, but never pulled back. What's the cheap psychological trick? Nurturing fathers produce achieving children, and there's no need to pull back from girls or boys when they hit their teenage years. You can check out my book, Cheap Psychological Tricks for Parents, at drbuff.com.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number.
Call 888-359-MY-TV.
Big Success in a Minute with George and Mary Lynn.
You may have read one of his books or seen the movie version, but this famous writer almost threw it all away.
In college, he met the love of his life and married her, sold his first short story, and earned a degree.
But he couldn't find a job, so he eked out a living working in an industrial laundry. Every evening and weekend, he wrote.
But he became so frustrated with one story, he threw the whole manuscript into the garbage can. When his wife saw it, she pulled it out and encouraged him to finish it. He did, but not as a short story. Carrie became Stephen King's first published novel.
What projects have you started? Give them a second look. You may scare up some big success.
Find big success at BIGGSuccess.com.
Do you have troubled skin or acne? With Proactive Plus, your acne can heal and you can help prevent new breakouts from happening. Call Proactive Plus now and receive a 60-day risk-free trial along with two free extras and free shipping. Call 800-393-6139. That's 1-800-393-6139.